Dave Moore
on Today FM
podcast.
Amber Davies is my guest. Amber, hi.
Hello.
Welcome back to Ireland. You're here because you're going to be doing in the Borgosh Energy Theatre from July 2nd to the 13th, Pretty Woman, the musical.
Pretty Woman. What an iconic film.
Seriously, one of my favourite films of all time.
Oh.
And the fact that it's been turned into a musical with the help of Bryan Adams is wild. So can you give my listeners who maybe don't know enough about this the kind of picture of how it works on stage?
Okay, so it's basically a carbon copy of the film. So if you're a fan of the film, we as a cast try and hit all those iconic moments that made the film so famous.
Of course.
Bryan Adams then came in and wrote a score that's pop rock esque vibe to it, musical theatre songs, that kind of ties all of the scenes in together and just gives it a little bit of pizzazz and sparkle. So it's just, it's the story elevated is how I'd like to say. And as well, it's in real life. So you feel like you're being sucked into that Pretty Woman life for 2.5 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah, forget your reality. Forget the jobs and chores you have to do. Come into our world. It's funny because on the last day of rehearsals, this man walks in and I thought, gosh, I know him. It was only Bryan Adams.
He didn't come in.
He walked in
what
on the last
like?
Day. He was lovely. I mean, he sat down, you know, I had sweaty palms. I was singing his music to him. And he actually turned around to the company and said, this is the best version of the show I've heard so far.
Wow.
And that just gave us all the good energy and positivity going into the tour when we started in Birmingham. And now, you know, we're ready for Ireland.
Absolutely.
We're ready.
I've interviewed Bryan Adams. He is a genuinely lovely man.
He is.
But that's really cool of him to say that because that would give everybody a boost, right?
Yeah, we thought, oh my gosh, you know, this is, we're doing a good job here.
Yeah.
Let's hope the audiences will love it just as much as he does.
I'm sure they will, particularly in Ireland. As I said, that's such an iconic movie. And you play the role of Vivian, of course, the lead role. Amazing. Is your Richard Gere nice? Is
he
a lovely fella?
Mr. Oliver Savile. I mean, look, it's about their story, isn't it? It's about Vivian Ward and Edward Lewis and about their connection, about their weird way of coming together. You know, she lives life on the edge. He's a very laid-back, stone person.
Yeah.
And the story that we get to tell, it's very intense, you know. So we work very closely together and he's just fabulous to work opposite against. He's a wonderful actor and, you know, we never have two shows the same. He'll always deliver a line to me a little bit differently and I'll deliver a line, so we like to keep each other on our
That's
toes.
Great. I'd love to explore the realities of doing something like this for a minute.
Yeah.
Like, our audiences will come because they want to see the show and the pizzazz and the lights and the music and all that. But as someone performing on and touring this show, how many shows a week would you do?
We do 8 shows a week.
8 shows a week. So 7 days a week and a matinee. Is that how
we
it works?
We do 6 days a week. So we do 8 shows in 6 days and then we get one day off. Yeah. Which sometimes can be a travel day.
Of course, because you might need to go from Birmingham to Glasgow or wherever.
So
when you're
travelling or doing a contract on tour, you are pretty much signing your life away for that year or 6 months or 18 months. But, you know, when a role like Vivian Ward comes up, I didn't think twice.
No,
you
couldn't.
I thought, I have to do this. And actually, I found a new love for touring because you get to experience different theatres, the sound a different theatre makes. You then have all the variety of audiences. And I've got to say, you know, the more we creep up north, the wilder they get.
Okay, really?
And I love it. You know, I love audiences.
Well, you're obviously from the north of England, right?
I'm from the north of Wales.
Oh, north of Wales. I do apologise.
Yes,
whereabouts?
I'm Welsh through and through. I'm from a small town called Denby, which is half an hour inland from Liverpool.
Okay.
You know,
proper North Wales.
We've only done one Welsh venue.
That's ridiculous.
I know. I was gutted, but do you know what? 2 weeks in Dublin will make up for it.
Yes, yes, it will. So July 2nd to July 13th, you can see Pretty Woman the Musical at Dublin's Bord Gáis Energy Theatre. Tickets on sale. Get your hands on them. 2017 probably seems like a lifetime ago, does it?
Yes, lifetime ago, honestly. But I still pinch myself to this day. And I won that show.
You did. You and Kem won that show. And at the time, you were already obviously working in musical theatre and doing. And you took. Did you turn down a show to do Love Island?
Right. This is the tea. This is the piping hot tea.
Right.
I graduated at 19 and I looked really, really young. So I was auditioning for absolutely every show in the West End. I wasn't getting anywhere. And what happened was I went in for Hairspray and I got offered first cover Amber.
Okay.
And Love Island on the same day.
Oh, wow.
My head was saying Hairspray.
Hairspray.
My heart was saying, and my gut was saying Love Island. And right. I just thought, do you know what? I'm 20 years old. What have I got to lose? And then here I am.
And you won it. And here you are now talking about Pretty Woman. It's an amazing journey. I presume you learned an awful lot from doing it about television and editing and all those other things that happen. But also, I suppose, about yourself too. You must learn on the show, you know.
I think it was after I learned most about myself.
Right.
Because really, my life changed overnight. Mm. Not just, you know, being in the press and things like that, which was so alien to me at the time, but also going on getting my Instagram back and having over 1 million followers.
Yes.
That's a shock to the system.
Yeah.
So it was more about basically navigating how to live my new life. But all I knew, Dave, is that I missed musical theatre and that I'd spent 1 year living up the Love Island winner lifestyle. I was going on photo shoots and being on cover of the magazines, which was obviously crazy. But I had a hole in my life and I needed to get back on stage because that's what fulfills me as a person.
Yeah, what you want to do.
So when 9 to 5 came up and the original cast was being auditioned, I thought, is this my golden ticket? Is this my chance? And
here you are.
The Dolly Parton herself gave me my golden ticket.
Wow.
And the rest is history.
It is. So you've 9 to 5, Bring It On. Back to the Future, the musical, was not only a huge success, something that I'm sure you enjoyed, but it also gave you your current boyfriend and perhaps your forever boyfriend, who knows, but Ben Joyce, who plays Marty McFly, still plays Marty McFly
in
Back to the Future in London. And you played his
mother.
Is that weird?
It is weird. It's so funny when Ben said, oh, yes, my girlfriend's in the cast. And people would say, oh, who does she play? And, you know, he said, my mother. And they'd look at him thinking, how old is she? But if you don't know,
it's time travel, people.
Yeah, if you don't know Back to the Future, Marty time travels back to 1955. And I was his mother back in 1955, and I was playing a 17-year-old.
There you go. You're actually playing down in age, is what you were doing.
I was playing down in age.
But listen, I recently saw the episode. So you have a podcast called Your 5-Minute Call, which I suppose is a musical theatre, a theatre reference, because the actors get their 5-minute call, get ready, about to go on stage.
Yeah.
But it is a look inside the world of musical theatre, but particularly, I suppose, an insight from someone who's in it.
Yeah.
Like you, right? But one of the episodes I saw recently was you and Ben doing a Q&A together, which is very interesting because not only are you getting an insight into the world of musical theatre, but also your relationship, which people, I presume, are very interested in.
Yes, and I think as well, you know, when you're two people in the same industry and in a relationship, you know, a lot of things come up and we were happy to discuss it. Mm. But I actually started your 5-minute call because when I grew up in North Wales, I did not have access to anything like this.
Yeah.
I thought being on stage was such a far dream and an unachievable dream. So I wanted to start this podcast for people all around the country to be able to have access to this information and build their knowledge.
Yeah.
And then, of course, I have amazing, talented people come on as guests, share their story and how they began. But honestly, Dave, it's just taken off. And, you know, you can listen to it on Spotify, Apple, you know, wherever you listen to your podcasts. But I found a new love for it. I absolutely love it. And I learned so much myself as well.
Yeah, and how do you find being the interviewer as opposed to the interviewee, the host?
I do a lot of research on my guests, you know, and I find it really easy. I think it's because it's my passion.
Of course.
So it doesn't actually feel like a job to me.
If you were doing a podcast, thrust into being doing a podcast on fly fishing, it might be slightly difficult.
I think I'd have trouble with that, actually.
Same. I'll be honest. I'll be totally honest with you. Well, yeah, wherever you get your podcast, you can listen to your 5-minute call and Ben, the Ben episode. Definitely listen to that. Can we do the quick fire round before you go?
Oh, gosh, I'm nervous.
No, don't be nervous. Just answer these top of your head, top of your head. What are you currently obsessed with? Number.
I'm currently obsessed with overnight oats.
Oh, really?
I love them.
Okay, so what's, people want to know your secret recipe to this then. What is your favourite one?
Well, actually, I don't make it myself. I get the ones from M&S.
Okay,
There's a salted caramel one. You have to try it. It's amazing.
Salted caramel overnight oats. Sounds delicious. Who's the most famous person in your phone?
You've
already name dropped Dolly Parton and Bryan Adams, so.
In my phone. I don't really know. It's probably someone I've dated, so I don't actually necessarily want to say.
Right, well, other people who know your dating life will know exactly who you're talking about, so that's absolutely fine. Think back to when you were about 8 years old. What was the name of the school you were in?
Tom and Ant's,
right. Mm-hmm. And did you bring a lunchbox to school or did you get school dinners?
If it was summer, it would be a lunchbox. School dinners in the winter.
Okay, so what did you pack in your lunchbox when you were going to school and you were about 8?
Ooh, it would probably be like a jam sandwich, hula hoops.
Which flavour?
Salt and vinegar. There'd be a baby bell in there and probably like, you know those yogurts that are in like a straw-like...
Froobs.
And maybe like a chocolate bar as well. Maybe like a Milky Way or something like that.
You had everything sorted out. That's a big lunch.
Oh, yeah. I'm an eater.
And the final question I ask all my guests, Amber, and I know it's a strange one, but I do ask everybody from Bryan Adams to Dolly Parton to everyone. Right. I don't. So I want to know, do you wash your legs in the shower?
The water runs there, but I don't go with my puffer and wash my legs.
That's what I'm, obviously I don't take my legs out of the shower. I'm in the shower. Yeah. It happens, but I just don't actively get involved, and nor do you, it seems.
No, but I will my feet.
Oh, will you?
Yeah, I will go with the puffer at the bottom of my feet, but then I am on stage. I go barefoot on the stage.
Oh, well then, perhaps if definitely. I was going barefoot on stage, I'd help you wash my feet as well. Well, listen, Amber Davies, we will find you in Dublin running from July 2nd to July 13th in the Bord Gáis Energy Theatre. Pretty Woman the Musical. Thank you so much for coming in. Best luck with it all.
Thank you for having me.
Dave Moore on Today FM Podcast.